The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Christ. Congregation may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. 24 hours and 42 minutes ago, I snuck into the choir room as they were in final preparations for yesterday morning's Advent 4 service. They were ready, and I walked in and said, "Here we go," as Cantor Olson had so accurately described it, the beginning of a marathon. And so we had a moment of prayer and a time of being reminded of the gifts that God gives us to share in worship. This astute choir realized that this was not so much for them, but a pep talk for me. 5 services in 24 hours, a new record in my book, the combination of Advent 4 and Christmas Eve on the same day, and yet again we gather this morning. 5 opportunities in such a short period to hear the Word of God proclaimed in the beauty and fullness of Christ coming into the world to be known to us, so that we too might know the fullness of the glory that God brings us in this beautiful Christmas story. 24 hours ago, it seemed like a long time that it would be before these services would come to fruition with this one this morning. But now as I look back, that seems like just an instant. As we look back on our lives, it seems like just an instant. When people tell us that your children will grow fast, we know that because we've seen that already, and the years pass by quicker than we could ever imagine. It's a funny thing about time. In our efforts to measure and hold on to and categorize it and quantify it, we often realize that we can't keep hold of all that time is. It is indeed appropriate that in Greek there are 2 words for time. Chronos, the time that we live by, measured time, the root of the word chronology, minutes, seconds, days, years, millennia, whatever time we measure is chronos time. But there's also another word for time known as kairos time, and that is God's time, the time that God works in, far beyond our measurable time, but rather in a time that is well suited for God. And so as we hear these words today in the beautiful prologue of the Gospel of John, one of my favorite pieces of all of Scripture, we hear in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And what we do in this instant, in the beauty of the gift of the Nativity, of the incarnational presence of God made known to us in human form, is to receive the gift that this season brings, that all time and all space And everything that we attempt to measure in our feeble human brains, we set aside to realize the magnificence of God's gift of time, of Kairos time, and the promise that comes with it. No matter how we measure time, it will seem inconsequential in the long run. Even the longest of empires only lasted a few thousand years. And while that's longer than any of us will live, that's just an instant in God's time. Eras of dinosaurs remind us that we're closer in time to the T-Rex than the T-Rex was to the pterodactyl. How's that for mind-blowing when we come to see the understanding of time? And so in our efforts to gather and measure time, to gather together and to think about Jesus' story as simply his time here on earth, the 33 or 34 years that he spent in human form, fully human and fully divine, what it does is it causes us to cut short the fullness of who Jesus Christ is. Because Jesus Christ was the beginning and has always been with God, a triune God made known before time even existed, and a God that will last in everlasting. Perfect words that we'll sing in just a few moments in Of the Father's Love Begotten. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning of the end, beginning and the end, evermore and evermore. And so as time rushes by in the world around us, and we long to hold on to something greater, the gift that we receive in the gift of Christ's presence in the world was a proclamation that in the fullness of time, that in the end time, the gift we received for a short glimpse here on earth lasts forever in the kingdom of God. And what a gift that is. As Bill read just a few moments ago from the beginning of Hebrews, the prophets have spoken to us in many and various ways to get our attention. But what we hear in this prologue this day gathers my attention even more. That everything we are, that everything we try to be, that all the restrictions that we place on ourselves and our lives, all of the ways that we try to quantify and measure our wealth, our happiness, our status, everything that we have falls short to what God does. When God dismisses all time and space to recognize that God is bigger than all of that. And the glimpse that God gives us of Christ in the world is the greatest proclamation to be reminded of that. So as we gather on the peace at the end of this rushed time that began on Advent 4 yesterday morning and culminates in our time together some 24 measured hours later, what we have experienced in this one of our days is beyond measurement. It is Kairos time. It is hearing again and again the promise that God has made known to us through Christ, first shown to us in a manger, and then shared with the world in his years here on earth, and in a lifetime to follow. Time and space and all that we in our brains try to measure falls short of what God is doing. And as we heard at the end of the prologue, that just like John, we are given the gift to be children of God, and to go out and to proclaim into a world that is often caught up in measurement and keeping up with the Joneses and who's doing what with their lives and how many friends we have on Facebook and any other method of quantification that we use. To recognize that as children of God, there is more than that. As children of God, we are measured in the gift that we receive. And that measurement is a gift that God has given us, that we would never, in our brokenness, be able to attain that. But that's why God sent Christ into the world, so that we would know that. And that we would receive a promise made known to us in a feast that seems like it doesn't quantify. That when we come to the table in just a moment and receive a small piece of bread and just a little piece, dip of wine, that doesn't seem like much when it's measured in quantity. But in the promise made known in Kairos, in God's time, suspending how we measure things, we see that as a foretaste of the feast to come. And so as we gather on this Nativity morning to give thanks for the gift made known to us in the world, I give thanks that that gift has always been Alpha and Omega, and always will be, evermore and evermore. And I give thanks that in all the things that my feeble mind tries to process, in all the ways that I fall short, in all the ways that the measurements of life get the best of me, that as a child of God, when I come to this table, I receive a promise that is bigger than anything that I could ever imagine, that can't be quantified, and that certainly can't be earned. Rather, it is a gift of God's grace, given to us in the beauty of this day, given to us in the Father's love, evermore and evermore. Thanks be to God. Amen.